been 2-0 on the homestand here, obviously against Dallas and Colorado, two divisional games. Another divisional game coming up here tomorrow. Can you just speak of the importance of kind of taking care of your own business right now?
Yeah, I think we've liked our last two games after getting a little wobbly there coming out of Christmas. So, we're going into Minnesota, a place that, they've beat us the last two times we've played them, and it's a tough building to play in, and should be a good game.
Why have the Wild given you guys some issue this year?
They bring an intense game against us. It's a team that, we've developed a little bit of a rivalry with after the playoff series last year. And, I found that they come out pretty intense with a high compete level when we play them. And that's something that we're going to have to match tomorrow.
Talk a lot about the goal you guys have of wanting to get up to a playoff level by the end of the regular season. How about the goal standings wise? What is it? Is it to top of the conference, top of the division, or it doesn't matter?
The goal.
Pay any attention to that?
I mean, you can say that you're not going to pay attention to it, but when you're sitting in first place in December, January, playing against a team that's in ninth or eighth or seventh, they're battling for their playoff line. If you're not in that situation, it's in past years we've been in that situation. I know how hungry we were to. In those games when you're coming down the back half of the season and you're fighting for your playoff lives, you're playing against a team that's in first place, they're not going to have the same desperation. So that's something that you try and manufacture a little bit and build that intensity into your game and sort of simulate it in a way to, get to your playoff level and get to that intensity. But so yeah, that's what we're trying to do here in the second half.
If first in the conference is something you guys think about much, whether that's that important.
No, I mean, it's not. I mean, where you finish going into the playoffs doesn't really matter. Once you're in, it's, the eighth seed can win it just as well as the first. So it's just a matter of getting there. And then, whoever's at the top of their game come playoff time, that's what really matters.
So home ice, no big deal?
Sure. That's important if you want to think about home ice, but... Eighth place to first place. I mean, once you're in, everyone has the same opportunity. Home ice is a nice perk, but you've seen in the past teams that finish in the eighth and don't have home ice can win it just as well as a first place team.
Ben, you mentioned the team has been wobbly a few times lately, and I'm wondering how much is that connected to the injuries?
I wouldn't say it's connected. I mean, we've had our share of injuries over the past to key guys. I remember last year Shifes was out for an extended period of time, and one of the good things we have here is a lot of depth and a lot of guys that can step up and play in important roles. So like I said, it's when you're kind of sitting comfortable, up high in the standings and you're playing against teams that are desperate for points, they're just naturally going to be more desperate and have more intensity to their game, and that's something that we need to build towards and manufacture here as the second half goes along.
Last year, you guys seemed to go on some longer winning streaks. I think we've figured out your longest win this year is 4 games. Is that important to string a bunch together here eventually for confidence and all that? Or,
yeah, sure. Again, I mean, you want to win as many games as you can in a row and get on a roll and keep that good feeling. But, the truth of the matter is you're not going to have, I think we had an 8 game last year, and that was great. I mean, that's not too common. I mean, it might happen once or twice in a season for teams around the league. So, the more you can string along, the better.
And quickly on your play personally, compare where you're at now, confidence wise and role wise, and with 2-3 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, it's been great. Charlie and Paul have been, entrusted me with a lot of. Opportunity and giving me a good role this year and something that I've worked hard to earn and I feel like it's gone well. I've been lucky. I played with some great partners in Buff and Mizey, and I couldn't really have asked for things to gone better this year.
If you could encapsulate your role into words, what would you say it is?
Oh, definitely more of a, defensive conscious, physical, those are kind of that's the foundation of my game, is being strong defensively and being physical, being a guy that's hard to play against. On a defense that we have a lot of guys who are, good puck movers and good offensively, I'm kind of, the opposite, where I, tend to stay back and play a more physical game. So definitely my job to make it hard for the opposing forwards.
And you're good with that? I feel like rushing the puck too?
everyone loves rushing the puck, but that's definitely down the list on my things to do in a game.